It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, and we're joined today by the Honorable Senator from Colorado, Michael Bennett. Great to see you.
Great to see you, Tony.
Okay, well, we're back in D.C. trying to wrap things up for this Congress, getting ready for the next Congress, but I know Farm Bill has been on your mind.
We've had 26 listening sessions around the state of Colorado. We're just getting started. That's how we begin every Farm Bill, is by going out and listening to what farmers and ranchers have to say in Colorado. I'd say if I had to summarize those meetings, this time costs are a huge issue for people. Drought is a huge issue. I mean, we are in a 1,200-year drought in the American West, and labor, and people just finding having to sell their equipment because they actually can't hire people to do the work they need them to do.
You mentioned the listening sessions. How vital is that for you as you sit down right across from here in the hearing room?
I think it's critically important. You know, the Agriculture Committee is an interesting committee because it's not a partisan committee. I mean, we have Republicans and Democrats on it, but it's not they're not partisan divides. What they sometimes are regional divides. And in the context of the drought that we're facing, I think the voice of the Western farmer and rancher really needs to be part of this discussion. And the way to get that voice is to start with the listening session so that I can report to my colleagues here that, you know, this isn't just an issue, for example, about water quality anymore. It's water quantity is a massive issue for us in the Rocky Mountain West and in the Colorado River Basin. And the credibility of those kind of arguments then lead to things like the creation of the Regional Conservation Partnership Program, for example, as a result of voices that I heard out there. You know, the credibility comes from the ground. It comes from the farmers and ranchers that are just trying to, you know, put themselves in a position to be able to leave something to their kids and to their grandkids.
And obviously that Western drought didn't happen overnight, so we can't solve it overnight, but are there some paths forward?
Yeah, I think there are. You know, we were able to get in the infrastructure bill last year $8 billion for Western water. We were able to get $10 billion for our forests. You know, we have not invested in our forests. They've been decimated by climate change and by beetle kill and other things. And that's where our watersheds begin in the West, are in those national forests. So that $10 billion is going to be enormously important. At the end of the session last year, we got $4 billion for the Colorado River Basin that's going to put us in the position, I hope, to be able to demonstrate how we can do some water saving along the Colorado River. This can't fall just on agriculture. It has to be, you know, everybody that's going to take responsibility. But in the longer term, what we need is for the upper basin and the lower basin, the Colorado, those different states, to forge a consensus about what we're going to do to go forward. And then the federal government, and I'm already working with some Democratic and Republican colleagues on this, the federal government is going to have to figure out how to backstop that agreement. We're going to need resources from the federal government to do that. And it's appropriate because we're talking about the future of the entire American West. And we need to have a vision for what this is going to look like a century from now. And that's the work that's really just beginning.
You mentioned bipartisan work and working with other states. That really brings me to something I know you've been passionate about, and that's the Workforce Modernization Act. What's the latest on that?
The latest is that I've continued to work with a Republican colleague from Idaho, Mike Crapo, to see if we can get something over the finish line. The House passed a bill. We've had a negotiation that's changed the bill in some ways that I think are in some ways better for workers, in some ways better for producers. But we have to get to an agreement, Tony, because if we don't, the labor shortage in farm country is going to be devastating to American agriculture, and we're going to begin losing it. You know, it's going to begin to move to Mexico, to migrate to Mexico. We've seen that with, you know, tree nurseries in California. I'm deeply worried about the future of the dairy industry. So I am hoping that in this lame duck session that we're in, that we can actually make it a little bit less lame by passing the Farm Work Modernization Act. That would be a big step forward.
So good to see you. I know this is a busy time, as you've got a lot of work to cram into just a few short hours, so best of luck.
I appreciate it, Tony. It's great to see you, and you know, I really hope, I believe that this committee is going to do a really good job on the Farm Bill this year.
Again, it's the Honorable Michael Bennett, represents Colorado, member of the Senate Ag Committee. From Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.